especially those who are going to speak at the end, because we will have to wind up at a certain time, because they will switch off the lights, and we don't want to miss out on what the special devotees will like to speak. So, shall I would like to...
It would also be good if you stand up and speak, no? Then this can hear.
So I request Hare Krishna. So we'll begin with the realization of all drama. In Krishna Chandra Prabhu, we were traveling, myself and Gaurang Prabhu, in the west, and suddenly one day he called, and I didn't even realize that I said yes. He said, "Will you do the drama?" And we were supposed to do some program. Then I said yes. Then I realized that, why did I say yes? But it was too late. And then when we came back, we sat with the boys, and first we wrote one script on the life of Tirumangai Alwar. We have the script ready. But then the boys said, this is not so exciting. So they rejected that one. And Rishabh, Namanand Prabhu and myself, again we sat. We completed the script of Vritrasur. We have the script of Vritrasur also. And they said, who can be Vritrasur, who is so tall? And because of the technical reason, they rejected that also. And there is a story in Mahabharata, where Arjuna and Yudhishthir Maharaj are fighting with each other, and Arjuna is about to kill Yudhishthir. We wrote that script also, and the boy said, this Pandava is too much, we don't have such costumes, and we don't have anyone to act as Pandavas. Radhikapati, Baldev Prabhu are too lean and thin. So that was rejected. And there is another story in Mahabharata, the story of Mudgal Rishi, how Durvasmani tested him. And then Mudgal Rishi went to he was about to go to the heavenly planets, and he rejected heavenly planets because the heavenly agent, they said that heavens are temporary. Then he made a plan to go to the spiritual world of Vaikuntha Loka. We wrote that script also. This was all within 1.5 months. And that was also rejected. And then eventually we concluded that we will do Purandar Das, Navakoti Narayan. This is a story from Madhva Sampradaya, one great saintly devotee who became very famous in South India. The script was ready, and then we had one practice also at Krishna Kanaya Prabhu's house. It came out quite good. Then I came back to Sunday festival program, and I didn't see any of the boys in the Sunday festival. Nobody was there. And in the night, around 11 o'clock, they called me. When I went there, I saw the script was changed. They sat for 6 hours and they wrote another script, which was Kanaka Das. So that's how, you know, they concluded. I wrote 5 scripts, and they not rejected. They said, this is not so exciting. And they wrote their own script, and that was accepted. So this is our drama work. I am their director, but they are my director. And I am happy with that. Hare Krishna. So I request Srinivasa Charyaprabhu to speak.
Hare Krishna. I thank... Krishna. So I thank Govind Prabhu for giving us an opportunity to serve Maharaj and Prabhupada and all the devotees. And one thing which, because many devotees say that we are very unorganized, and especially we do everything at the last moment, and that is true in one sense, because we practice just 10 days before the drama. But spiritually, our director is very organized, and he set our mentality in a proper way. And Govind Prabhu instructed every one of us that you're doing the drama not to show anyone your acting capabilities. You're not here to prove that your drama is best than all the other Vaishnavas' dramas. You're just doing as a servant. So I hope I will instill this within my heart and I'll follow in this footstep. Thank you.
Adhikapati Prabhu will speak. Maharaj, I am very grateful to Govind Prabhu and all the devotees for allowing me to participate in this great drama festival. We all are especially very grateful and we thank Vraj Priya Mataji for feeding us delicious prasad and tolerating us all the time we went to her place. And a special thanks to Kishori Mataji for cooperating and giving us all her drama sets, without which our drama wouldn't have even started. I learnt many things from her, especially her selflessness, and she was seeing our helpless situation all the time on the stage. And just like small children, we used to go to her and ask, Mataji, give us this, give us that. And maybe we'll be probably doing that every year. One thing this festival teaches me especially is that united we stand and divided we fall. Thank you, Gurudev.
By the instruction of Govind Prabhu, I'll share a few realization in the making of Kanaka Das. During the making of Kanaka Das, I realized one thing. We went into so intrinsic details, like especially even the punctuation of our dialogues. Like we were thinking twice, we used to correct it again and again and again. Even the body language, how we'll stand. We try to make it as authentic, as South Indian as possible. Because we tried all our props, we even got typical red coconuts from Matunga market to make it look like Udupi temple. So all this was just to please our spiritual master. So we only strive to be perfect. Obviously Govind Prabhu told us, yeah, we have to be the best. We have to have the best of the drama. Yes, but fourth best. I mean now Pona comes in, so we become fifth best. So one thing I realized that during this making of drama, you always want to be the best, to put across the best for a spiritual master, which in my case doesn't happen during my normal devotional service. So the essence was, like Radhika Bhati Prabhu just said, united. If you are united with devotees, you will always strive to be the best and give your best to your spiritual master. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Actually, Krishna Kanaya Prabhu is a perfectionist. You know, we write the script and somebody else edits it. Then he re-edits it, puts all the grammar right. And unless the grammar is right, he has a sleepless nights. And then he actually did very, very hard work to make this script a good script. So I ask Krishna Kanaya Prabhu to speak grammatical proper English now and present.
Hari Bol. India is the largest democracy, they say, and anyone who has any problems or any grievances with that, we can give them the address to the next drama meeting, whenever that is, and they can see how it works. Because everyone, like everyone has said, there are 10 music directors, there are 10 directors, and everyone has an opinion to give. It's like Krishna Chandra Prabhu told me that we take democracy to a higher, to the highest level. And it's really Govind Prabhu's tolerance, I would say, really. Tolerance is quite a small word. But he really tolerates us a lot. And like he said, from Mudgal Rishi to Mahabharat to Purandar Das to... If we had done all the dramas, I don't think there would have been any other dramas. So thank you, Govind Prabhu, a lot. And like Govind Prabhu said, that after the dramas were over and we met at Radhikapati Prabhu's house, he said, we were fourth. So we celebrated for being fourth, and hopefully we'll be fourth everywhere. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. So we were most fortunate to perform this very, very intense drama of the advent of Srimad Bhagavatam. The couple of things that came in my mind is one, how this drama is such a manifestation of the training that we have received from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj and, of course, other Prabhupada disciples. That from beginning, the drama director, Kishori Mataji, was saying that you please get the script of the drama that Govind Prabhu wants us to do. Now, here is a person who wants to do a drama, not what she wants to do, but she wants to do what Govind Prabhu wants to do, because there's a culture that we have been trained that we want to do things in such a way that it pleases all the Vaishnavas. And we know how wonderful is Govind Prabhu. And so he is not only a director of this one drama, he is by far the director of our drama also. Hari Bol. And of course, this whole plot of doing drama was also hatched in London. When Prabhuji was traveling, I was also in London when we discussed over the phone, and he decided he was on a transit from London to go to Ireland, and decided that, Shidama, you do a drama on the disappearance of Parikshit Maharaj. That's how Prabhuji was very helpful to decide the theme of the drama. So this is the whole culture that we can see here, that how devotees are wanting to do this whole act of service to please the Vaishnavas. And one very important thing that I would like to share is this drama of all the years that we have performed the drama was one of the most intense dramas for me, because it talked about a very, very important and a very deep truths of life. And one of the most important dialogues that Damodar Prabhu spoke as Parikshit Maharaj was not in our script. That dialogue is so much engraved in my mind. We were just doing the practice and he just blurted out this particular statement, and which was so fantastic. This is after it was announced that he was cursed, that Brahmana came and announced that you have been cursed to die in 7 days. And Damodar Prabhu just spoke naturally. I said, my dear wife, why are you worried? Because at least I know that I'm going to die in 7 days. Others people do not even know that they're going to live for 7 moments. Now this struck me like anything. And I was so very much, it was just naturally coming from his mouth, and I realized that this is a very grave truth of life. And so this drama not only just gave so much pleasure to devotees, but it gave a very intense mood of being sober in our life, because this situation that Maharaj Parikshit was could be to any one of us, and where we could see it right in front of our eyes. And of course, the most wonderful thing that devotees liked and which we were wanting to really portray is when Radha Gopinath Prabhu came in the first time the drama came, and how he gave his purport to the whole drama, and how Srila Prabhupada, our glorious founder Acharya, has taught this art, not only of living, but the art of dying. That was the whole purpose of doing this drama, to learn the art of dying. And we beg at the feet of this wonderful Vaishnava sitting here that we all get this glorious opportunity, not only in seeing the drama, but in our own personal lives, that we have this very sacred fortune to hear the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam in association of devotees and go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So I would request Vrishabh Bhanu Prabhu to please come. He was one of the sages at the Naimisharanya where Sukhdev Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. After Vrishabh Bhanu Prabhu, I request Prahlad Priya Prabhu to come forward also.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. As I was washing my khichdi plate after the Bhagavatam class, Sri Dama Prabhu approached me and said, Vishwabhanu Prabhu, you are acting in our drama. And that's how I was inducted into the drama. And then I asked what my role was. Our director Kishori Mataji said, you are one of the sages. And then I was given some dialogues to speak also. I asked her, what is my name? What is my identity? Who am I? I asked her. Of course, she didn't tell me that you are spirit, soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. She said, you are one of the sages and this is the role you have to play. I can just say that I was immensely grateful for this opportunity that was given to me. As I have admitted in past, I don't mind being even a pillar in one of the dramas, so long as I get an opportunity to serve the Vaishnavas. The pleasure that one gets in serving the Vaishnavas is something that is indescribable. And I was really very, very grateful for having been given this opportunity. Hare Krishna.
I request Prahlad Priya Prabhu, who acted as Arjun.
Actually, every year the dramas are performed and every year there is some new challenge. I personally felt that this year the greatest challenge was to perform it for the second time. And as today rightly described by His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, that sometimes devotional service you have to perform which you don't like to do. And still you have to perform it. So, in fact, I was personally very reluctant. It was, you know, too much of things to remember the dialogues. But after the entire this was over, the drama was over, personally, I'm very sorry for that. Personally, when Maharaj came, and it so happened that I was just behind Kishori Mataji, and Radhanath Maharaj came on the stage, and the way he looked at Kishori Mataji, and you thanked her, and you were so grateful, and I personally felt that, you know, that's the very point where all the devotional service that we render, which is with so many defects and so many material motivation, I felt that was the point where it actually becomes converted to pure devotional service. Like a pure devotee of Krishna accepts it. Just like an offering that we make sometimes, we offer it to Guru Maharaj and that's how it becomes pure. So, Maharaj, I personally feel that this is one thing in our life, drama festivals, this one service, where we know that with all our defects and all our motivations, because the pure devotees of Lord Krishna and the pure servants of Srila Prabhupada, they are pleased, they are satisfied. So, we have a hope that at least one opportunity we have in a year, where we can go very close to pure devotional service. So, thank you very much.
Please keep your mobiles on silent mode before it disturbs us. We request Rohinandan Prabhu to kindly come forward. And also request Brajeshwari Mataji to be ready. Rohinandan Prabhu was none other than Yudhishthir Maharaj.
Maharaj, amongst many services, you are inspiring devotees to take. This is also one of the area which service keeps devotees together, and also way beyond all logics, like the kind of my understanding I'm sharing, that kind of number of hours, kind of management amount, and in terms of practice, logistic, and most important of all, the high pressure service, the director, and in our case, in three dramas, Matajis are the director, and what they go through, how they take it with all their household responsibility. And we have also heard from you repeatedly, and as our test, that the test of a devotee is how he or she reacts to a provoking circumstances, that we have seen during this drama, that sometime they do fail in reacting to a provoking circumstances, but the inspiring part is that immediately they rectify the situation by using their best intelligence, that what, how we are supposed to behave and how we are supposed to react to the situation. So this is what a great learning, and I'm very, very happy to be a part of this whole learning by your mercy. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Brajeshwari Mataji, please keep going forward. And Damodar Prabhu, if you are around, please come also.
Hare Krishna. I am very grateful to Kishori Mataji and Sridham Prabhu for engaging me in this service. When they first asked me, I was a little hesitant, because first of all, Kunti Maharani's character is a very powerful character, and not anybody can just act that. And and another thing is, I don't know any acting, so I was a little worried. But I just saw their effort to please Vaishnavas and Guru Maharaj. So I just thought, at least I cannot take any responsibility, at least I should assist them. So I just accepted, and I was constantly praying to Guru Maharaj and also to Kunti Maharani to allow me to act. So I'm very grateful that I got to do little service. Thank you very much.
Damodar Prabhu is around, otherwise Yugodar Prabhu, please come forward.
Specifically came to Mumbai to act in dramas and theater. And somehow in my college, in medical college, I was introduced to ISKCON. And I'm so thankful that Srila Prabhupada and yourself, that you have arranged to engage all our propensities. Thank you. And this year, I was scared whether I'll get any role. Till now, I had acted in as Krishna, everything. But with increasing age and weight, I was scared that whether at least I'll get Ravan, Kumbhakarna. But somehow Sridham Prabhu and Kishori Mataji got a good role for me. So I'm thankful to them. I'm also thankful to my wife, Rasrani, because she took care of the child so that I could go for practices. But on the drama day,
we had decided that during the first drama, Govind Prabhu's drama, I'll take care of Ladini and Rasrani will watch the drama. So moment my makeup started and the wig was put, Ladini stopped recognizing me. Started screaming in the makeup room. And ultimately Rasrani was to be called from audience and was taken care of. And devotees always ask me that, how do we avoid distractions when we are acting on the stage? So I always tell them that if you look in the audience, you will find some familiar devotee and you may start laughing and forget your dialogues. So always look at the statue of Birla Matoshri, which is at the end of... And this year, as I came and I stood at the center point, and I looked at the Birla Matoshri statue, and I saw there Rasrani trying to put Ladini to sleep. And I 2 minutes thought of getting down and helping her out. I forgot the dialogue, but somehow managed and went back. Thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah, can I have Kishori Mataji come forward and speak, please?
Maharaj, we are very grateful to you for giving us this opportunity to serve you in this way, because it is I really love to do this service, and as Rohinandan Prabhu mentioned that sometimes it puts so much pressure, but somehow or other we all go on doing this service for only one reason, to please you and all the Vaishnavas.
Adi Kesha Prabhu, please take over.
Hare Krishna. So, on behalf of our drama, four people will speak. I'll call Trivikram Prabhu, then Krishnanam Prabhu, Pooja Mataji and myself.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, as usual, as every year, we are wondering what drama to have this time. We are speculating on different dramas, and finally Adi Kesha Prabhu got a message from Govind Prabhu that we should do this particular drama, which he did finally. Of course, the question mark was from where we get the script, because Prabhupada hardly spoke for a 2 or 3 sentences on this. He just told about the faith, how the thief was meditating on the form of Krishna, that's all. So, we had to do a lot of speculation, we had to really elaborately work on that script, which was changing practically every practice. So, then of course a lot of new characters had to be brought in, like Krishnanam Prabhu was there and the thief had 2 assistants, so many things were happening. But the main challenge came to us, like, how should we end the drama? Like, what kind of message should we give? So we were wondering, should we give any message or leave it to the people, to the audience to work on it? So I'm sure a lot of devotees have worked out their messages for that. But I would like to speak on 2 particular messages which we got from Maharaj himself after the drama, which really affected me a lot. One was, Maharaj, you said that the Pandit, that is me, had no faith. He had no faith in what he was speaking, but because he spoke the truth, the thief had faith in you, and because the thief had faith in you, he got to see Krishna. Which is an important point for us, because many devotees always ask this question, that should we become pure devotees and then preach, or what should we now? Like last year, Jananivas Prabhu said, no, preach whatever stage you are. So that was a very powerful point, because we have to just repeat Prabhupada's words. Even if you don't have faith, definitely it will have effect on the others. And the second point you made was, the thief had that faith and he got darshan. And he was so filled with gratitude that he came back to the Pandit and he said, come, I will take you. And the Pandit said, no, it's not possible. How can it be possible? But the thief had so strong faith. He said, no, he didn't know it was Krishna. But he said, come, we can see him. And just because of the thief's faith, the Pandit got darshan of the Lord. So these are the two points which really struck. One was, even if you don't have faith, preach, but speak the truth. Because he spoke the truth, he got the darshan. And second was gratitude. And of course, you said there were many points, but these two points were very powerful. So this is what I would like to say, and thank you for everything. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So, all of us realize that this entire exercise of having this drama festival is only for the purpose of bringing devotees together, along with all the other several projects that are there in Radha Gopinath Temple, as well as the yatras that we have every year. It's such a wonderful occasion for devotees to come together, irrespective of whether they have a small role or whether they have a big role. It's really of no consequence. But everybody, at least for those 2 or 3 months, come together and they have such a wonderful relationship. Everybody becomes so close to each other that although the drama gets over, I mean, that's just part of the whole exercise, everything continues even further after that. So this was... This is, Maharaj, one of the most important aspects of our relationship building. And of course, every year, mostly I try to bring out this particular aspect because it somehow strikes me how important this is for all of us to be part of this, irrespective of what role we play. Sometimes we think, because of our material conditioning, that we need to have a big role or we need to be an important person in the drama. But finally, we realize that it is actually of no consequence. What really matters is that we associate with devotees, we create nice relationships with all the devotees, and then this particular thing carries on till the next time. So I just thought I will share this, Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving us this wonderful opportunity. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, thank you very much for organizing the annual drama festival. It helps us to develop some service attitude and keep us fully engaged. The main thing I have learned from the drama is about the team spirit, that how working together in a group for a common goal of pleasing our Gurudev increases the joy many times more. What I would have feel by performing any service in individual capacity. I would like to specially talk about an incident involving Shruti, who was playing Krishna in Merciful Gopal. It so happened that during the last scene, Shruti, who was not feeling well that day, vomited on the stage. At that moment, we all were worried because she had to make an appearance on the stage at that very time. But she handled that difficult situation very well and didn't allow it to affect the drama in any ways. She just quickly wiped off her face with a little help, put on her usual grand smile and went back on the stage to perform her role as if nothing had happened. This incident made me realize that there is as much to learn about service attitude from a very young Vaishnava as there is from a senior one. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. So today Maharaj was addressing parents of children. He's talking about how Indian culture is going down, diminishing, and how we should revive Indian culture and its values. And he added one word, and it's also fun. It's just fun, and in return you develop all good qualities. So in principle it is the same for us. We are not children, all grown up. Of course children also take part. But of course, I remember it was, I don't know how many years back, it was His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj was the chief guest. His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj was the chief guest. And it was actually a fancy dress competition till then. And then we used to just come and enact for 10 minutes. And it was all fun. But in the course of time, well, we started realizing it's a very serious thing. It's a very purifying experience. And of course, it's a very effective media to preach. Not only that, we spend so much time together. We'll never do that. So much time we are sitting together, taking prasad together, as Krishnanam Prabhu said. We come to know each other very well, which otherwise is very difficult. And then after that comes the appreciation. Of course, we are fearful of not getting appreciated. There is a fear of also getting criticized. And obviously there is some competition, and healthy competition, of course, to excel. Overall, yes, as His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj was saying today, that there are so many activities in devotional service, especially the nine process, but how many of us can do that? But there are so many other activities, devotional service. We have to just do that, and according to a propensity, I'm sure it is just merciful nature of all of you that you are engaging us. Idle mind is devil's workshop. So I'm sure if not this, what would I have been talking or discussing and spending our time? Those valuable time what we spent was very purifying. So I thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Pramila Mataji would like to speak a few words. You still have 5 minutes. It's a tradition that the directors also speak. Actually, Adhikesha Prabhu asked me to ask you, so...
Thank you, Maharaj, for engaging all of us in the service. There's one thing I realized since last 2-3 years that fortunately, unfortunately, only those people who are front, especially like directors, they get most of the credit. But the real credit goes to those people who really help us in our drama. Especially for me, like many times people ask me, how come you have drama and you're so cool about everything? And I can only say that credit goes to my, you know, my Vaishnava friends who really help me. And I really don't take any tension. Of course, in front people call me director, but there are many other directors who help me. So today I'm openly and in front of everyone, I thank all our teams for helping us and making this drama very pleasing to you. Thank you very much.
Dwarkadish Prabhu, if you can take over.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. The way we set about doing this drama was... We were at Rishikesh in the service of Radhanath Swami, and we had some spare time in the afternoon from our services, so I was sitting with the Brahmacharis and they were reading this book called Salted Bread. I had not seen this book before and I was trying to read something else, but then I said, maybe it's an interesting subject, let me just go through it and see what it means. So I began reading that book and I showed it to Vishakha, And she read the whole book before I could read the book. And the very fact of reading that book itself was a very moving emotional experience to see what devotees have gone through in Russia to bring Krishna consciousness to the extent it is now. And we appreciated it in our hearts. We spoke about it for a few minutes and then the matter ended and things went on. When we came back home, at Mira Road, we were just discussing on one day on the table, sitting with and taking prasad. And again, the topic of the solid bread came and said, wow, this book is so beautiful. We should make a movie on this. Someone could make a movie on this. It is so real. It's so dramatic. And at that time, we just said, someone should make a movie on this. We both got the same thought. If you can make a movie, you can make a drama as well. So we immediately thought that, yes, it sort of clicked at the same time in our hearts that we should do a drama on this. So we decided there and there itself that we will do this drama. Because it is, you know, in a drama, the effectiveness of a drama often comes because of the theme which is chosen. And we thought there is no better theme than this because it really brings out the sacrifice of the Vaishnavas, those devotees who are the unsung heroes who gave their lives fearlessly in Prabhupada's mission, must be glorified, and the sacrifice should not go in vain. And even after 20 years, we were not aware that something like this had happened in Russia, even though we are in a part of ISKCON. But for this book, it would have remained a hidden glory. So we wanted to actually bring it to the forefront of the Vaishnava community so that everyone really appreciates what went behind the screen, the iron curtain. And we also felt that the power of Prabhupada will manifest through this because how a person's 4-5 days visit and meeting two people could create a revolution in the entire continent of USSR. So it also, I also thought it also brings out the Prabhupada's glory and his power and potency in, you know, breaking the iron curtain and spreading Krishna consciousness. We were debating what role to give, and casting is always a very important consideration, who will play what role. And there was a debate, a discussion, whether I should play Sarvabhavana Prabhu or I should play Sachisut Prabhu. That was a discussion going on. And I had sort of missed this and I read it for the first time, but when we read the book again, I happened to note that somehow Sachisut Prabhu was, I was born on the same day, the same year as Sachisut Prabhu. We said the same birth date, 1964, 26 June. So that was like confirmation I should do this role because this is very appropriate for me to do that because in some way I feel connected and feel privileged to share the same birthday of this great Vaishnava who, you know, gave his life to Prabhupada. One of the very important challenges in the drama was to keep it short and 1 hour only and to also create a sense of authenticity because the book was in front of us. Anyone who reads the book would see what the characters are, what the emotions are, what the dialogues are. So to keep it exactly sort of, you know, play what you call it, the as-it-is type of presentation so that it doesn't deviate from the original script in the book. So research had to be done as to what type of dress the KGB wear, what type of dress the policemen wear. So we had to go on the internet and really see what type of hat they wear, what type of, you know, emblems they put on their chest, and what type of belts they wear, and what are the prisoners dress in the prison houses of Russia, what type of sacks they carry, what type of boots they wear. So, you know, a lot of research goes in that, and we had a hat which actually was from Russia. The KGB was wearing authentic hat which came actually from Russia, apparently from fox hair or something. and we had to get that same song, the authentic same song which was sung 20 years ago for, you know, pleading Gorbachev to, you know, give up his adamancy and let the devotees set free. So to get all those things, we wanted to show the people the japa beads, that same beads which came actually from the bread. So Sundaru Prabhu was doing a lot of research in the internet and he actually managed to get the same beads which were used. How they came on the internet, I don't know, because the prisoners and they never carried it out with them from the prison. But somehow there's one picture which showed those bread beads, those historical bread beads, and we would capture some photographs from there also. So, you know, to create more and more of this mood of absorption in the drama for 1 hour, we this time made a little change by adding those pictures which were actually there in the book. The Suvitashan's jail, the prison house, the, you know, the psychiatric hospital, all of that is there in the book. So we took that so that it is important that the audience gets fully absorbed. To the extent they are absorbed, they always appreciate it better. So that was a challenge to keep the devotees absorbed also. One of the most emotional scenes, of course, was to have the personal presence of Sarvabhavana Prabhu. It was such a beautiful thing to see that, to have that man, the same man who went through all these atrocities and who was willing to give his life to the white bears in Siberia, was actually physically present with us live there to share what he had gone through. And he was obviously very emotional about, he saw himself, you know, on the stage. All that was happening was something which he had gone through. And his mode of devotion and his friendship with Satchisut Prabhu and his fearlessness and the type of great Vaishnava that he is, that was a very wonderful thing to actually experience and meet a man who has lived with that high level of commitment to Prabhupada's mission. So that was a very special thing, I guess, for not only for us, but for all of you also who are in the drama. It was a great memory to cherish for years to come. So I'd like to request Premanjari Mataji, who was so much, as Premila Mataji said, so much the glory goes to the people who are in the backstage. So she was in with her radiology practice and all that. She was handling the entire backstage. So I'd like to have to speak. And then Sajidhanu Prabhu can come.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is my every year's experience that whenever I talk to Vishakha Mataji for the first time, in her enthusiasm, she starts explaining me the whole script and whole scenes one by one. And then I don't remember, I do not get any of it on the first time. But then I just expressed, or I just act out as if I'm understanding everything. And because I just know that though I'm not able to see what she can see, but just by being with her over a period of time, the way we are with devotees, the knowledge is revealed to us. So I have now faith that she is talking, which I'm not able to see now, but just by being with her, I will definitely understand what she's trying to explain. And that same thing happens, that after some time, just by being with her, then I start getting what she's thinking. But then one thing which I've realized, that she can see much far, far beyond than what even I can imagine or many of us can imagine. And just by being with her, today what Maharaj was saying, that there are people, those who have enthusiasm of steady and unsteady kind. And I'm the latter one part. But to be steady kind of enthusiasm, I always feel that I should be also steadily enthusiastic. But then this drama gives me an opportunity to be with devotees like Vishakha Mataji, Dwarkadesh Prabhu, that just by being with them, I feel that at least for that period of time, I'm steadily enthusiastic. And then I wait for the next year to come. And during the drama, willingly or unwillingly, the qualities, some qualities which we are forced to practice, like patience, humility. Everybody is told to come at 6 and we have to be at 5:30 to arrange everything. And we are there, and then be sure that before 8 o'clock, the team is not going to be there. So finally, we just look at each other and just wait, and Vishakha will make me be patient, be humble. So then I learn so many qualities like that, being team spirit, being cooperative with everybody, and it gives us a chance. And every time I decide at the end of the drama, not at the end of the drama, during the drama, when the drama is at peak, that this is definitely the last year I'm going to be working in drama. And next year I have to be in the audience completely for all the 4 dramas. And I'm not going to be working next time for the drama. But somehow the time drama gets over, the curtain closes, when Guru Maharaj and all the sannyasis come up, and when we see the smiling face of everybody, and then we see the happiness, then we feel, okay, now we must be there next time. And this time again, so last time I had crept so much at my house, so much of physical, mental stress, and my mother had told me, next year you better don't get into this. So this time when Vishakha Mataji asked me, I told her, no, my mother is not going to let me be in this seva again. And she asked me so many times, finally I couldn't say no. And I'm thankful to her that finally she convinced me and convinced my mother to allow me to do this seva. And I hope she convinces me every time, or maybe I need not get convinced again. And one important thing, that more than the drama, I wait for this meeting of today. That I know that even if I'm doing little service for the drama, I'll get to enter into this meeting. Because when we hear the realization of the other devotees and the importance of this seva, then it really makes me more enthusiastic to do more seva. And so I really, like, more than drama, I'm more enthusiastic to and to come and hear this in this meeting and to get association of all of you. So thank you very much for, and thanks specifically to Vishakha, because I was telling no way I'm not there, but she sees to that I'm there, and I take this service willingly or unwillingly. So thank you, Vishakha Mataji. Hare Krishna.
He was our KGB, the chief KGB.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Actually, this time's theme was really intense in a number of ways, actually. Unlike the other dramas that we acted, the situation in my life at this junction when we practiced the drama was really intense, to say the least. My sister-in-law was going through a lot of mental problems and psychosomatic problems, and my brother was in the U.S. Trying to for a project he had gone there. So she used to call me up every 5 minutes, and I was trying to support her. And in an attempt to support her, I was almost in tune with her consciousness, and that had made me mentally pretty much drained out and weak, actually. So the role that I played in this drama, where I was so fearsome and I was trying to torture everybody, my mental state of mind was totally the opposite. I was so fearful, and I was so desperately looking out for shelter, because I was in a very bad shape mentally, because I was really in tune with her consciousness, and in an attempt to help her out. But that is the time I realized how drama every year comes to my rescue in some ways or the other. And the only way I could, relieve myself and gather the strength out of the whole situation was to get fully absorbed in the role, and to get fully absorbed in the protection of the devotees that were surrounding me. So when I used to enter Bhaktivedanta Hospital after coming from Pune, it was like, this is it. I don't want to go anywhere else, and I don't want to do anything else. And just performing this drama gave me so much of solace, especially the second time the situation was really bad. And when, I had, oh, thank God, there is another time that I have to perform, and let me do my best. So I am really grateful to Guru Maharaj for this opportunity where I can, use my some whatever little I have. And of course, Dwarkadish Prabhu and Vishakha Mataji, because it's more than a drama for me. It comes to my rescue every time. And this time, I really needed the drama service to really uplift myself. So I really thank. Just a couple of confessions also I have to make, Maharaj. During Mayapur Yatra, you mentioned that people who get addicted to a particular sense of pleasure, they get habituated to it, basically. So I want to make a confession, Maharaj, that I'm really, really habituated to this pleasure. Pleasure of seeing you happy after the drama come on stage and smile at me. I'm really happy to see Vishakha Mataji's thumbs up when she gives, after the drama, she's like, well done, well done. I really feel so happy over there. I feel really habituated and addicted when Radha Gopinath Prabhu meets me after the drama and embraces me and tells me that really good acting. So Maharaj, I can't live up to that instruction, but I'm really addicted. And I'm also confessing that I'm one of the few devotees who have broken 3 regulative principles out of the 4 by blessings of all the devotees. In my first drama, I gambled. In the second drama, I acted as the prostitute performing illicit sex. And this time, I was happily smoking on stage. So thank you very much for all the opportunity. Hare Krishna.
Ram Charan Prabhu, he was our hero. He played the illustrious role of Sarvabhavana Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Actually, I had 2 realizations I want to share. First thing is, of course, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hai. Since last 9-10 years, Dwarkadish Prabhu and Vishakha Mataji, so wonderfully, they have touched our life. They are taking such wonderful moments from our life and making wonderful dramas. It's only because of their love and wonderful behavior with us and so many wonderful things that they do for us that we really come out with. So people, they say that you have, you show emotions that appear realistic. So actually when Dwarkadish Prabhu is in front of us as Sachisudha Prabhu and I have to act like Sarvada Bhavana Prabhu, so actually it is, the thing is that I really have so much love for Dwarkadish Prabhu that it comes out. In normal life, I cannot show all those emotions because he will chastise me out of being a Sahajiya. So when the drama comes, I just vent out all the emotions upon him. And it's just because of his love only that everyone in the drama, they are so, they nicely, they come in time and so very, seeing his enthusiastic. Not all of them, of course. But seeing his enthusiasm and his mood, everyone catches. And that is how, of course, the drama comes out very nice. Second realization is I wanted to share. I'm afraid to share, but still I'll share. I could really see the reciprocation of Lord Nityananda's love and mercy. Because actually the Hare Krishnas in the Soviet Russia, they were all carrying the mood of Lord Nityananda. And they got this from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada also had the same mood of Lord Nityananda. So therefore, I was, before the drama, I was really praying to Lord Nityananda and, that please let my offenses and so many anarthas not affect the drama. And I was really praying, I don't know how much helplessly, but when I opened my eyes, Dwarkadish Prabhu was just right there standing in front of me and he gave me, this is the tulsi which is offered to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And then I had it and then the drama started. When I went to Vrindavan for Barsana I camp arrangements, I had to go there. So at Krishna Balaram temple I was standing in front of Lord Nityananda and I was thanking him a lot actually to allow me to do this hopeless life, but still he has given me such a wonderful opportunity to do in such a nice way. So I was thanking him to allow me to do this role in the drama. And when I opened my eyes, there was one brahmachari from Pune who is there now in Krishna Balaram temple. He said, you are Gago, isn't it, in Salted Bread? Yes. I said, yes. He said, come. He took my hand and then he took me to the Utsav Murti of Prabhupada. He took the garland, he wore me and gave me the Utsav Murti of DT of Srila Prabhupada in my hands and he said, let's go for Parikrama. And I was like, it was such a shock to me. And then I was standing in front of Nityananda Prabhu offering the service for Srila Prabhupada and then the three Parikramas around it. It was, I was really feeling that Srila Prabhupada is taking my hand and doing the Parikrama. It was such a, I don't know, I cannot explain that privilege that I was having at that time. I really could feel that, you know, this is the reciprocation that I am receiving. I don't know, it is a silly realization or whatever, but I was feeling like that. During when the temple was razed down in Kazakhstan, I was, I also got many emails that do something and like that. I was, at that time I was getting so many kinds of, so many emotions actually. I was feeling angry and at the same time I was feeling helpless. My ears were used to turn red and hot, but I couldn't do anything about it. Somehow by mercy of Dwarkadish Prabhu and Vishakha Mataji, no, not a contribution, but in some way I could feel that I am also a part of that, those moments with them while I was doing the drama. So I thank from the bottom of my heart to everyone, all the Vaishnavas. If they have liked my service in the drama, I pray to everyone that please, these dramas since last 9-8 years, which have gone so much in my head, they also someday go in my heart also. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. The Pune devotee people, please come.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, and very thankful to the authorities especially for giving this opportunity for the devotees of Pune to perform and also express our realizations. In the Natyashastra, Bharat Muni has said that sa vidya, sa kalaya vimuktaye, meaning art at its highest liberates the spirit of man. Now, the thing was, it also gives an understanding, liberating in the sense only if it is done on the pure form, in a pure devotional service manner. Because it's always been said by acharyas, like, if artists perform in front of the audience just to reach the mind, especially when we used to, being a performing artist, when I used to perform for the outsiders, I think I used to only reach the minds of the audience. But especially when devotees are sitting in front, you expect it to reach the hearts, because that which connects them to the Lord. And there's a more responsibility on that, because once one person, inspiration from devotees removes our 99% of perspiration, and I think that's how it works. And especially with this drama of Sakshi Gopal, wonderful experiences and realizations have come. I think this was our third drama. First drama we had performed was Ramayana, second was Lord Narasingdev, and this third one was the glories of Lord Sakshi Gopal. The very important first thing we realized the moment the curtain got open is the presence of mind need to be there on the stage. Because the moment we saw the curtain open, I think our Krishna, I think he had a call for the nature and he had forgotten the flute, and had somehow he remembered that, okay, I'm supposed to stand like this. But one realization it gave to all of us, that it's very, very difficult for one to stand in this position for a long, long time. And it actually brings out the glories of Srila Prabhupada, who has established the highest mode of deity worship, where you have an arm stand for the Lord to stand. So this brings out the highest ways of deity worship which we have in ISKCON, and we could not have that arm stand for our Krishna, but he had to practice every day to stand like that. Another important thing what happened here over here is, especially with the presence of mind of His Grace Ramacharan Prabhu, when this flute was forgotten, I think it was the desire of the Lord, because it was the opening, the very first moment when the pujari goes in the altar. It was expected that the Krishna doesn't have a flute, because during the shayan the pujari has removed it. So it all went hand in hand, and the Lord shows himself to be without the flute. And somehow in the second moment I had to personally go on the stage saying, pujari ji, please accept the flute and offer it to the Lord. So this was something which expects all of us to have a presence of mind. And especially it, for me especially, I've realized, like, I've been involved for this dramas to write the script, songs and choreography for the dances. Like, certain characters when writing is very important, very difficult to understand personalities, especially the devotees of the Lord. And unless you perform them, you come to know, you, I think you become more closer towards them to understand what their position is. Otherwise, still we are reading, sometimes it's not very clear. But when you enact that role, it helps you to go more closer to understand that specific personality. A word, a visual speaks more than a word, and a performance imbibed with music and dance speaks more than that. Radhesham Prabhu once was saying that this is the very strongest form of preaching, because it invites a lot of people to have more interest to come towards the devotional service. And we were trying to take a lot of efforts for this. I would also share one important thing here. Like, being into performing arts, our gurus had already always been telling us, like, there was a first sentence written on the board when we started learning performing arts, that help me, I am an artist. And the question was asked to all of us, please contemplate upon this sentence and tell us what is it. No one could answer it, and finally the guru said, help me, I am an artist is the voice of a soul expecting for an outlet to give it on the other side. So the artist within is saying, help me, I am an artist, but that is only complete when you are performing for the devotees of the Lord, because then it becomes a devotional service. Otherwise it's just an addiction to entertain the audience on the other side. We are very thankful to all of you for giving this opportunity to express our realization, and we're looking for more moments to come to participate in such events. Thank you so much.
Hi, Hari Guru Maharaj. Actually, this drama was quite an experience for all of us. And this time, it so happened that always my father takes the in charge of dramas. He's always the director. But this time, he was unfortunately admitted in the hospital and he could not help us. So it was just we three, four people who were doing something. And we had a deadline of just 12 days. So we had done this drama in Janmashtami before performing it in the drama festival. So in 12 days, and authorities told us that it has to be a very good, a very well-performed drama. So wondering what to do, I mean, we just sat together one day and we said we'll just write something or we'll just take the CC Xeroxes and we'll just speak it on the stage. Many, many things were going on. And then finally we decided to record the drama. But recording involves a hell of an effort. But somehow it so happened that in 3 days we completed the script. 8 hours we sat 3 days and we just three, four boys, I mean, we just completed something and we decided to go in the studio. And this was the first time we were entering the studio. I mean, as we were leading, I mean. So it was really Lord's mercy that how things went. And in 5 days we completed the entire recording, including the song, which actually takes more than a month. And at last we got a very nice comment from the studio recorders also. He told that this what I've made this time, he told it is very well made. And he told that this is actually not a drama, it is actually a movie. And he told that I make a lot of animation films and I would also like to invite you all for that. So this was a very nice experience for all of us. And ultimately I did realize that the end product which came, we never thought in the dreams also that such a product will come out because we had no expectation. But ultimately I realized that how things started coming up, the song came, this came, hundreds of things were happening. I did realize that everything was already made and we were just playing our part and the authorities were just engaging us in service so that we could not just, you know, loiter around here and there. So I came to a firm conclusion that actually we were just acting in the drama which was already directed by the Lord. So this was one thing. And one more thing which I really learned a lot, and this was my best experience, I say. So there was one incident. So we were just about to open the drama, open the curtain, and I came down and I sat there with the CD in hand. And I told one devotee at 3 p.m. that you please come with your laptop because my laptop is not working. So he had agreed that time. But when I went there and the drama was about to begin, and I didn't see the laptop, I didn't see that devotee, and wondering what to do, I ran back inside and I said, my laptop is not working, but still I'll take it. Let's see if some miracle happens. And that time I just met Vishakha Premataji and I told that we require laptop very urgently. And this is the state. And she helped out very kindly and she gave a laptop of Vishwaroop Prabhu. I came back with the laptop running. I kept the laptop there. And then it got on. And then it asked one strange statement. It asked the password. So I again ran back inside and I asked Vishwaroop Prabhu, what is the password? So he told me one password. I came back and I typed it and it got entered. But I said, now third problem will come. So I was just that time contemplating what really wrong happened. I said, why this thing is happening? That a devotee didn't come, this thing happened. I mean, and then I realized that I had not taken my Pranati Mantras. I had not done my Pranati Mantras. And I had not prayed for the blessings of Guru Maharaj and Prabhupada and all Vaishnavas. So that time I just prayed intensely. I said, I'm very sorry for that. And I'm just doing things individually. And please give your mercy so that we can perform for your pleasure. And it so happened that I put the CD inside and it played and then we had no stoppage in between. So I realized that if we try to do something for ourselves or if we don't take the blessings of Vaishnavas and especially Guru Maharaj, so we really are helpless without them. And no matter how much, you know, organized we are or how many efforts we take. And after the drama, many devotees ask me, what was wrong? What was happening? You know, so much time just went on here and there, 10 minutes, 15 minutes went. So I said, forget that. I mean, that was just a bad experience for me. So then they told that, okay, take your beat bag. And I saw that my one round was remaining. So I said, oh Krishna, my one round is remaining. So that time Sunny Prabhu told me, actually, you know what? It was just because of that, that all these things happened. So I did realize that really without taking spiritual life on the forefront, I just tried to do my individually anything. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, it's said in Bhagavad Gita that the four major problems of life are birth, old age, disease and death. So I've experienced birth and I don't know what it was, a problem or not. I've experienced diseases and I had no experience of old age. So in this drama, I got to perform the role of an old man. So while performing the drama, like I had really had to, you know, bend down and act it out. And so I got a glimpse that how difficult it is like to act as an old man. So after the drama got over, everything, so I realized one thing very strongly, that it's very difficult to be old. It's very difficult to be old. And I was thinking that, you know, just being young, I'm finding it so difficult to practice Krishna consciousness steadily, enthusiastically. I was wondering what is going to happen to me when I become old. So, like, I pray to all the Asimal Vaishnavas and to you, Maharaj, that please bless me if at all I become old. I may continue to practice strongly. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, this is a cherished moment in my life. This is like dream come true, standing in front of you and getting appreciation and sharing realizations. Actually, I'm going through this. Many times when I have participated in dramas, I used to think that, you know, such thing will happen. But in Pune, it was totally different atmosphere. I'm groomed by Satyavati Mataji earlier stages. And this is one service which I used to, you know, love to perform in front of drama, the glamour, the makeup, the show, and the recognition that everyone says, huh, you acted like this and you acted like this. So, Maharaj, I've acted as Vasudev in Krishna Janma past times, and then I acted as Indra, King Indra, as in Govardhan Leela. And every time Satyavati Mataji would encourage us, you know, we have to perform for our spiritual master will come and have an audience, so we have to perform for him. There should not be any mistakes. And we used to, every time I used to feel ki I should get a pad from Maharaj, you know, when I'm acting. And once Radhesham Prabhuji gave a challenging job to Radhika Mataji. That year we had Jagannathji Rath Yatra in Pune. And Radhesham Prabhuji said ki disciples of all the Maharajas should be involved in the drama. And that was a really challenging part for Satyavati Mataji. And that drama was Jagannath past time of King Indradumna. Dayal Gopal Prabhuji was King Indradumna. And I was acting as the Shabara King, Vishwavasu. And there was a small role of that Vishwakarma. And this Vishwakarma character was a disciple of Gopal Krishna Maharaj. And that role was small, and actually we had a very good teamwork and we did very nicely. And that year, fortunately, Maharaj was also there in the Rath Yatra, and he came, he saw, and the whole drama was very nice. The drama gets over and then Maharaj comes backstage and he's appreciating Satyavati Mataji and saying it was very good, appreciating the King Indradumna. And that Shabara's role was very intense, you know, very powerful, loves the Neel Madhav as his own deity and cries in separation. It was a very powerful role which I enacted. And I was thinking, I'm standing directly in front of Maharaj, I'm thinking now, Maharaj, you know, you'll come and appreciate me in all that Shabara dress I'm standing and my heart is beating fast. Maharaj looking here and there and Maharaj opened his lips, said Vishwa. So I now Vishwa Vasu he is going to say. And Maharaj said Vishwakarma. Where is that character? Where is that character? And then everyone running around to find out that Vishwakarma, he had a very, you know, old role. So lot of get up, makeup and all that. And he had removed also his get up. Then somebody brought him that Vishwakarma and Maharaj embraced that character. And my heart sank again. And I felt maybe I'm not up to the standards. And every time we used to feel ki, you know, Mumbai devotee will invite us for the drama. And every time we used to, it's a challenge that Mumbai devotees perform such a big dramas and we never get, you know, that chance. I'm really very thankful. Actually, after the departure of Sam Sundari Mataji, Satyavati Mataji, you know, slowly not taking much interest in this drama thing. But we are fortunate that Dayal Gopal Prabhuji is there now and he is taking a lot of interest. This in this drama, there was such a small role, but I am really very happy that I could stand in front of you and share my realizations. I am really thankful. And I hope that every year we get such a chance. These young devotees are there and they are really giving enthusiasm to me, and I share that utsaha with which they are performing this drama. Thank you. Thank you once again. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I'll not take much time. Maharaj, just to sum up everything from all of our Pune devotees, I mean, it would not have been possible at all without the mercy of Govind Prabhu. I mean, we got a call because of his mercy, we got a chance to perform in the drama festival. So from the... So, from the bottom of our heart, we really express our gratitude to Govind Prabhu and also to you, Maharaj, that you allowed us to perform in the drama festival, and we look forward for this mercy ahead also. Thank you.
It seems that all the dramas are some way or the other associated with Govind Prabhu, either the scripts or the story. Hopefully the boys will follow what he gives next year and not concoct their own things. Also, in our endeavor to quickly finish, we just missed out a couple of names. We'd also like to thank quickly Radesh Lal Prabhu, Anand Krishna Prabhu, Vrindavan Chandra Prabhu, Ayodhyapati Prabhu, Mahesh Prabhu, Anirudh Prabhu, Rahul Prabhu, Kedar Prabhu, Hitesh Prabhu, Baldev Prabhu, Gaur Govind Prabhu, Gaur Krishna Prabhu, Soni Prabhu, Rashi Mataji and others. Also Narottamanand Prabhu. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
We request the director of the directors, His Grace Krishna Chandra Prabhu, to speak.
There's a request. Shidam Prabhu will speak for a minute. And also, Vishakha Priya Mataji can at least speak for a minute before we...
And also, Ayodhyapati Prabhu can also be ready. Because he is also has been a common person providing props for all the four dramas.
Harikisha Maharaj, just one point. That always the high point of this drama... I think the Pune devotees already captured that essence also, that when all of us are in the peak of going to the acting and we all are getting dressed up, when all the devotees come together and we invoke the blessings of the previous acharyas and chant the pranam mantras, that is actually absolutely the high point of the whole drama. And we actually feel that what Mahanidhi Swami Maharaj told us in his realizations when he came on the stage, at the backstage, he said, this is not drama, this is actually you are entering into the Leela of the Lord. So this is absolutely non-different. You are actually in the Leela. So when does this actually entrance take place? When do we really enter into this Leela? With these people, all of us with bones and our flesh, is that when we invoke the blessings of the previous acharyas, that's what I strongly feel. That is such a critic, that's such a high point of the drama for me, and I'm sure for all of us, when we invoke all the acharya's blessings, and after that it is really the spiritual world. So really, Maharaj, this was something which I wanted to share very strongly, which I just missed it last time. This is all the invocations of the previous acharyas which makes this drama such a spiritual success.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, it is said, when Guru bless to anyone, or when a Guru bless to a blind man, he can see. If a Guru bless to a lamb, he can climb the mountain also. My condition is also like that. Your mercy only I am able to do to some service to the devotees. Otherwise, I am telling I don't have any qualification. Really, I am not qualified educationally in this field also, but it's only because of your mercy I am able to please the devotees. I remember in the Salted Bread drama, I was doing the prison. It's a wooden prison made of the wooden battens. So devotee came, Prabhuji, are you carpenter? I didn't say anything. I was painting the backdrops. Another duty say, Prabhuji, are you painter? Third duty, Prabhuji, are you architect or are you engineer? I could not answer. Really, whatever I am here is only the mercy of Guru Maharaj. I am really thankful to you, Maharaj, that whatever I am doing, I am an instrument and you are the really architect. And you are getting all these things done through me only. I agree with Premaji Mataji, what she said, every time, at the time of the drama, or at the, when the, on the stage, we said that, no for the drama, we will not perform in drama next year. This also we have decided not to, this is the last drama. But really, when the devotees, they are happy, no? They are encouraging us, and really we are prepared ourselves again for the next drama. So thank you very much, Maharaj. You are very merciful on me, and I am thankful to you. Please keep me engaged in the services of the Vaishnavas. Thank you again.
Actually, Maharaj, as everybody has said, I always feel that the experience of doing these dramas is the next day of the drama, we all of us start getting so many phone calls that, oh, the dramas were so nice and we are inspired. And we are also fagged out and tired after the whole experience. So I was just remembering that it's like few months back, you conceive the drama and then you carry the drama through few months. And then on the day, you go through all the labor pains of doing the drama, organizing the things, managing, then you deliver the drama on the day of the performance, and then everybody phones you that, oh, congratulations, you, as if you got a baby or something. Everybody's congratulating you, so nice. And as everybody said, we decide we don't want to do it again. Like Prabhupada said, once you have a child, you say, I'm not going to do it again. But that's the pleasure of having it is so much. You feel, no, we'll do it again. So just to see that smile on the devotee's face and your face, Maharaj, it's a pleasure to do it. And also I wanted to share one thing that since I came to Krishna consciousness, I had this one desire that I wanted to tell somebody that this is my spiritual master, but you are so world famous that everybody knows you. You don't need to be introduced to anybody. So I have always been waiting within my heart that I get this opportunity sometime in this lifetime. So fortunately, for this drama, we had that Russian lady who did the news article. She didn't know you. So I was so happy when she came to meet you behind. I couldn't control my emotions, and it was as if the best statement I wanted to say. So when she came forward, I said, this is my spiritual master for whose pleasure we are doing all these dramas. So it gave me such joy to just say that statement. I couldn't, I didn't know how to take it. So thank you, Maharaj, for making our life so full.
It's quite amazing that every single group stuck to time. It is, I think, really, it is first time in my 21 years, I think. Amazing. Absolutely, everybody was to the minute. I just wanted to say one thing which has been mentioned several times, but it is really, looking from the outside, that, you know, the support of all the devotees who are not on the front stage is really remarkable. And there are so many. Actually, those who are on the stage were less than 100 if you take all the four dramas. And here we have more than 240 or 250. So there are a lot of people in the back room, in the props and Ayodhyapati Prabhu, then the ones who are arranging the prasad, they miss the dramas every time. They are always happily arranging outside so that devotees can eat. And then I think Atma Nivedan Prabhu and his team were the common cleaning crew for all the four dramas. So everybody is so happy to just be part of anything. They don't matter what the services are. I think really this is something which really keeps the spirit going. So I think that we should really recognize, and it's a great inspiration for all of us. So thank you very much. Now we can ask all the special devotees to please give their comments.
Hare Krishna. So I'll keep to my 2 minutes. Thank you very much for inviting me to come and just associate with you in this way. Sometimes we think, I hear often, you know, Radha Gopinath temple or Chopati temple. And even when I come, usually the temple room is packed so full, it just looks like a solid mass. You know, you see some little faces sticking out of the mass. So it's kind of monolithic. It looks, you know, when you think of Chopati, it's this being. And so the opportunity to come and see the plays, and I've been here almost 2 weeks with all of you, and get to meet you individually and see the individual personalities rather than this Chopati temple that I hear so much about that just becomes this almost merge of faces. But to be able to see the individuality and to see the loving exchanges between the devotees allows me also to soften my heart and find the individual relationships. I was thinking, you stole my thunder, I've been meditating on Ma Nidhi Swami's statement the whole time, is the idea that these plays are, once in the villages, Ma Nidhi Swami said that when the boys put on the makut or take Krishna's flute, immediately then they become Krishna. These dramas become the spiritual world. That it's actually, we're not participating in drama any longer. They're actually enacting these spiritual roles. And as I watched the devotees on the stage, I felt, you know, the first play, I remember the first, I don't know the title, Gopal. Wasn't it Gopal where the thief was stealing? And so the first act, I was thinking, oh, I don't know about this play. And then all of a sudden, the second act, and then when the children came out, and the whole thing just became so alive, this thief really became a thief. You know, it's like it just became real, that it was no longer just a play. It was very sweet and very awakening for me. You know, Shakespeare said the whole world is a stage. So we're all pretending to be something. But here, we get to pretend to be in our real roles. Our real role is spiritual activity. Our real role is to engage pleasing Guru and Krishna. So when I watch all of you engaging in your real roles, it allows me to have this strong affection for each of you and to understand. Because I know a few faces, like Dwarkadish and
The other day I went to a program and I spoke of Adi Keshava, and the Mataji said, I'm Adi Keshava's wife. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. In context, if she was with him, immediately I'd know who they are. But when I separate them, I don't know who they are. If they're not in the hospital and I see them, they come up and go, Haribo Prabhu, and I'm going, oh, Haribo. I'm not sure who it is. Because you put him back in the hospital in context, oh yeah, I know who he is. He's the doctor on this floor, the nurse on that floor. But when I see you in these roles and I begin to understand who you are, you know, I see the Prabhu on the platform and I'm going, oh, there's that old Brahmin. Where's your red dhoti? You know, he's out there now performing the role of a book distributor in the spiritual world. He's calling people to come back and take Krishna consciousness seriously. And I see all the devotees, these different devotees who perform these roles on the dramatic platform. Now I see them in Dadar Station performing on the dramatic platform. I see them in the hospital doing all of these same spiritual roles. So for me, it's very, very touching. It allows me to see you as individuals and the way we really are, rather than merging you into one Chopati existence or Radha Gopinath existence. And I thank you very much for allowing me to enter into that relationship with you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The enthusiasm and the overwhelming expressions of the happiness that the devotees experienced in entering into these leelas was really an awakening for me to see how much they derived from doing this type of devotional service. And then I was also thinking in relationship to Prabhupada and how much he wanted these dramas to be a very big part of our preaching in spreading Krishna consciousness. And His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is always much in tune with Srila Prabhupada's desire for spreading Krishna consciousness and how important it is to follow the instructions of Prabhupada and bring substance to our philosophy in the form of these dramas. I remember Maharaj was speaking one time about the Bhaktivedanta players in New York City. And actually this particular photo here of Srila Prabhupada is actually Prabhupada watching a drama. I believe it is in New York City. You can see how much he's absorbed in looking at the play. And when Prabhupada had finished watching this one play, he said to the devotees, and I'm simply quoting Radhanath Maharaj's statements on this, that this is better than my books. And actually, he said to the players, you should all get visas and passports and travel with me, and then I'll preach and you can put on plays. So Prabhupada was very much excited. He was serious about this too. Unfortunately, it wasn't practical for the devotees to do that, to travel all around with Prabhupada, because Prabhupada was very much going from one place to another so fast and with so much arrangements for travel. But this is how much Srila Prabhupada wanted this to be a very big part of our preaching and our outreach to the people in general. Because it takes you right into the philosophy in such a real way that it actually changes your heart right on the spot. And I can say from my own experience in watching the devotees in the dramas that I had seen in the past, that you are all really, really good. I mean, really, you play your parts so well that I remember seeing the play of Bilva Mangala Thakur last time I was here, and it was amazing. I mean, I had heard the story, and I had also read parts of it, but when I saw the play, it was such a powerful expression of devotion, bringing out all the finer points of this story, that after seeing the first time, I think the devotees did it a second time at the Puniyatra.
and then the second time, I was just as eager to see it the second time as I was after the experience of the first time. I really wanted to see it again because I got so much from that. So I really thank you all for doing this wonderful service. And in hearing all of you tonight, my thought was that wherever I go now, I'm going to try to inspire wherever I am for the devotees in that place to take up this service of trying to develop dramas in whatever way I can to help bring this type of preaching to the world, because it's very, very, very much in line with Prabhupada's desire, and it's very much deep in bringing a change in the heart of a person in a very, very real way. So thank you all very much, and I really appreciate what you're doing. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
So I was fortunate to be here after about 8 years, and I was immediately struck by how everything had come to a higher level. And I thought, this is because the consciousness of the devotees had matured to a higher level. What I'm going to say about salted bread, I could say about any of the dramas, but because salted bread had more elements, it gives me an opportunity to comment more. When I saw it, I thought, this would make a good movie. It was like a movie. In a movie, so many people take part, you know, far more than the number that appear on the screen. And I could see how much effort had gone into every detail to make it historically accurate. And then the sound of the taxi, the sound of the bell ringing, and the costumes, the sets, and then the images on the screen. It was very well done, and I could see that this was the effort of a team who put in a lot of effort. It was not a small achievement. And of course, the emotional impact was tremendous. And it was a story that I didn't know. I didn't know about the book until I saw the play. The other ones, I knew the stories, but they came to life. They really came to life in ways that I had never experienced before. They're very vivid, especially the one about the advent of Srimad Bhagavatam and the Pandavas and Kunti and Parikshit, and it's like it became very vivid. But with salted bread, I didn't know the story. I didn't know what was going to happen to the characters, and it was just extremely dramatic, and especially the scene when Sarvabhauma leaves Sachisuta, and Sachisuta's on the stage and Sarvabhauma comes down the aisle. It's like extremely heart-rending. And then when Sachisuta leaves, and I didn't know what was going to happen, and then the cellmate, who wasn't even a devotee but who was with him and gave personal testimony of his last minutes, was extremely profound. And then how everything changed. You know how news got out, photos got out, and devotees organized protests, and Sri Prahlad and the children of Krishna made the song, and just all changed. And that type of struggle and reversal, we all experience. That was beyond what most of us experience, but we do experience that. And I think on a very practical level, it will have great impact on the world of devotees. It will increase the devotees' appreciation of the sacrifice of the early devotees in Russia. And I think it will help build the temple in Moscow. But in a broader sense, I think what I'm struck with most is the sincerity of everyone. Srila Prabhupada said, if you're sincere, you'll get a sincere guru. And because Maharaj is so sincere, you know, all of you are so sincere, and it comes out in the plays. Maharaj is so philosophically clear, that came out in the plays. The plays were like an expansion of his sincerity, his correct philosophical understanding, his love for devotees, and that also came out in your talks, how you came closer to each other, and how ultimately the sacrifices you made to perform the dramas, to take the time out, to cooperate, to learn patience and be humble, and the things that I've heard you say, were done ultimately to please His Holiness Radhana Swami, to please your spiritual master. And that's really the foundation of our spiritual lives. Guru Nishtha, that faith in Guru, that can bring out of us the best that's in us and bring us to a higher level, make us willing to perform sacrifices for the sake of the Vaishnavas, for the sake of the mission, ultimately with that desire to please the spiritual master. And that's really the foundation of our entire spiritual life. And your spiritual master is so sincere, and you're sincere, and the results has been really very profound. This is one area, a very important area, and in so many areas of the activities that are being performed under Maharaj's guidance. So somehow I wandered in here off the street, black crow in the midst of white swans, but I'm happy to be here. Hare Krishna.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutalay Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Desha Tarane Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Ebacha patithanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is one of the most meaningful events of the year for me, to be amongst all of you. From a material perspective, this annual drama festival makes no sense at all. For grihasthas who have families and jobs, and many of you have counselees, and you have your sadhana, and you have your services, and everything else, to be spending so many hours, so many days, for so many months, for one performance, without getting paid anything. Does that make sense? Because you are all seeking the essence, it makes the greatest sense. These performances, actually, the performance itself is not so important. Although it moves so many people's hearts, it really deeply moves people's hearts. What's most important is the preparation. The amount of unity, the service attitude, the dedication, the willingness to extend yourself, sacrifice of yourself, cooperate with each other, despite so many demands, every year doing the same thing like this. It's that energy, the synergy of all your devotion, that actually manifests at the time of the performance. And that is why it so deeply affects people's hearts. We've been hearing from my godbrothers, Chandramali Maharaj, about what a powerful medium for preaching these dramas are. But practically everyone that comes is already a devotee. Yes? And it's only performed once. This year twice. But, and except for devotees and some relatives of devotees, hardly anyone else even can fit in the hall. Actually, the whole purpose is just to please the Vaishnavas. The actors in Hollywood, the producers, the directors, the script writers, the stage setters, and everybody else, Hollywood, Bollywood, how much they get paid. Some of the highest paid people in the world are in the movie industry. But what you get paid is eternal and beyond any monetary or material wealth. you are receiving the blessing of Krishna because you are giving so much satisfaction and inspiration to the devotees. Yes, when you're performing these dramas, the leelas of the Lord are actually manifesting through you. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they perform dramas together. In fact, in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a very, very descriptive narration of one particular drama. Who played what part, what they were saying, how it was affecting each other. It is our parampara. Srila Prabhupada, when he played Advaitacharya as a little boy, he said everyone in the audience was crying. But what is so beautiful is the very essence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes is devotees sharing Krishna with each other. There's nothing more pleasing to the heart. There's nothing more meaningful than devotees simply taking the time to share Krishna with each other. And because the devotees become so inspired, so enthused, so empowered by that experience, their faith, their devotion, their enthusiasm, their everything is nourished. It creates individually and collectively that type of spiritual unity. And what preaching comes from that? To me, this is the mystery of the dramas. That you're performing for the devotees, but through the whole process, the community of devotees, individually and collectively, is becoming so surcharged with Vaishnava relationships, so surcharged with Krishna, so surcharged with the pleasure of sharing Krishna, that you all become so effulgent and so empowered, and tens and thousands of people become attracted to that energy. Yes, this drama festival is very much foundational to the Bhaktivedanta Hospital. The hospital would not be what it is spiritually without these. How many years have we been doing the dramas? 14 years of dramas. Gopal's garden would not be anything what it is. Radha Gopinath temple, the worship of the deities, the book distribution of the congregation, the brahmachari ashram, every aspect is being very powerfully nourished by the experience that the devotees share with one another through working for these 2 to 4 months so hard just for that one performance to please the Vaishnavas. And the result is great transformation. Really, I believe all my God brothers would agree with me. There is no actors in Hollywood, Bollywood, London, or anywhere else that compare to the quality of the performance of all of you. Do you agree? Because they're fruit of workers. But you're accessing God and divine beings. You're accessing agents of the KGB. It's amazing. Ravana, Duryodhana, we've had so many dramas of so many Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu. Even those who are playing demons. They're being empowered personally by Krishna, by Prabhupada and the previous acharyas. So yes, you are accessing blessings, you are like puppets. Prabhupada prayed to be a puppet, and we are praying to be his puppet. I want to thank you all very much. Every year the dramas are unbelievable. And this year, it's hard for me to compare. Giriraj Maharaj was away for 8 years, so he sees quality change. But for me, every year, it's ever increasing. Because the commitment, the dedication, and the cooperation between all of you, the unity, the love that you're sharing in giving Krishna to others is the most beautiful thing in all creation. Srila Prabhupada is blessing you. He's smiling upon you. And I am eternally grateful. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's a car with the number 9825 which is in park in a wrong way. Please, as soon as possible, remove this car. I repeat the number, it is 9825.
Actually, they switch off the lights at 10 o'clock. So we would have to go to the basement and have prasad. And we have just under 1 hour. So individual questions you can ask directly. So I would request all the devotees to go a little faster than usual. Go to the basement and take prasad as soon as possible. It's ready, no?